And we're up. So yeah. Let's see. So I'm gonna open up YouTube, see what's on, like, trending on YouTube right now. Maybe Mr. Beast or some crap like that. Wait, can y'all even hear me? Like, right around there? Yeah. Okay, so now y'all can hear me a bit better, I think. But yeah, so let's see what's trending. Top news. Valet to President Trump test positive for coronavirus. I thought they said he had the coronavirus. Oh crap. What else? Let's go to trending. What's something that's trending right now? We can't play music because, like, we'll get copyrighted. I don't know. But yeah, we're just not gonna play music since it might get us copyrighted. So let's go on Twitter. How we always do. Why is memes automatically open? Just like straight to Twitter. I wanna go to like explore. Okay. Xbox 2020. Hailey Bieber. I thought she was a beaver, bro. Because every person that hangs out with Justin Bieber is a fucking beaver. They all ugly as fuck. Reveals how she's helping Justin with his acne. Okay, I don't care. Okay, let's see. Have you heard about the Series X? Wait, what is this? Is this live?
All right.
Everyone, this is Aaron Greenberg of Team Xbox. I'm excited to be coming to you here live from my kitchen. I'm drinking nonstop drinks out of the world's fastest, most powerful fridge. We're moments away from a huge Inside Xbox. First, I want to let you know, a lot of people have been wondering, what are we doing this summer? Well, we're not taking the summer off. We're working hard. Teams cannot wait to deliver new games, new reveals, new news for you. So it's time to get hyped. You're going to see today the first ever Xbox Series X gameplay from our partners around the world. Damon Baker and Sarah Vaughn, who lead our partnership team, have brought some of the best developers and creative teams to the table. They're going to be joined by Jeff, Katarina, and Malik. Team Xbox coming in strong. It's an exciting day. We know fans have been waiting for this. But also, we know you're wondering, what's going on with Xbox Game Studios? You guys have 15 creative teams now around the world. You blew us away at XO19. You blew us away at the Game Awards with Hellblade 2. We know you've got more. Of course we do. And with that, I want to welcome the head of Xbox Game Studios, Matt Booty, to tell us a little more.
Thanks, Aaron. And hi, everybody. I want to start by saying that our first concern is really with the safety of our teams and, of course, their families. And that's why they are all working from home right now, whether it's in Sweden, the UK, Canada, or the US. And I've really been impressed with the ingenuity and the creativity that they've shown to get around some of the challenges of working from home and to keep production moving forward on our great lineup of games. And so we're excited that we will begin unveiling gameplay from our studios starting for the new in Xbox, July, including some from our newer studios like Double Fine, Ninja Theory, and Obsidian.
Whoa, Matt, it feels like we might have left some off the list there.
Yeah, and Aaron, also 343 and Halo.
That's right, it's time to get
back.
righteousness.
What's that game? This game
is in her honor.
Why does it look so real?
We strive.
Look at full screen. Yo, this quality is, I don't even think this the full quality though. Is there another, like, is there quality? What is this? I don't know what I clicked. Okay, I'm gonna close it. Yeah, the quality is actually pretty good though, like, for real.
This ends with us.
If y'all should watch the video, like, while listening to this, because that this dwarf's game looks really cool. Yeah, PlayStation hasn't had anything. That's where they're PlayStation.
What's up, everybody? Thanks for letting me crash the show. This is Patrick Mahomes, quarterback for the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. I hope all of y'all have been staying home, staying safe, and playing a ton of video games together. But hey, I'm here because I have the privilege of telling you this. Madden 21 is coming to Xbox Series X, and I can't wait to get my hands on it. It's been a journey that's older than me, and I was lucky enough to be a part of it this year. Like they say, you have to know where you've been to know where you're about to go.
So, like, what the hell? What the hell is that? Bro, that's Madden.
Brady gonna try and throw on third down.
Fire on D. Yo, that should look real. Look real. Madden 21.
There's loads of Madden 21 news like coming soon.
I'd thrill by that game. Like, that crap looked real, real, like, too good, you know? But every Madden is literally the same, just graphics.
And the game graphics isn't just games, about what you can see, it's about what you can feel. But here's the best news. When you buy Madden NFL 21...
Paradox Interactive. Hardsuit Labs. Okay. Oh, World of Darkness, that's the game. Why is it lagging? Okay. Yo, this game looks real. Yo, what the hell?
Thank you for all the joy.
I don't know if I would even be allowed to show this on my
picture show.
Like a library.
Watch the place we meet. Second seat. Go Dutch.
My man's is crazy, bro.
Let's show them how we do. Everyone grab a lamp.
Bye-bye now.
I feel by this game. Why is it buffering sometimes? Yo, is this like a scare game or what? Okay. I don't know how much, but I'm just gonna skip through some of these. That gave me a chance. This game looks nice. I don't like games that look
how about
like
I try out a few now? Maybe we'll go into the world of Scarlet Nexus, or
no,
maybe I could tear up the street.
And Blade. So,
no, for in the power, and you just basically drift all the way around the oval because your proves are slow.
Force?
Which is really fun.
Wait.
Oh, that's super, super cool.
Right,
of course, everyone's going to be excited for
like,
more, right? More cars,
force
more
it
different
will
kinds
look
of vehicles.
Like, for real, on that new Xbox, is that Xbox like better than a PC? Like, my brother's PC isn't even that good. Like, for real. He's asleep, so he don't hear me, you know? But let me fix this mic. Hey. Wait, there. Okay. Okay, let's go back now. Let's see what else. Eden hasn't said anything about weight loss, so why are we... Oh, shit. She did lose weight. Nobody ever told me. Wait. Fat Adele. I used to call her Adilly when I was, like, 10. I used to say Adilly. Holy shit, she was fat. Yo, I didn't even know she was that fat. I never knew she was this fat. What? Why she's... Okay, that's kind of messed up. I shouldn't be fat shaming people on a podcast. Yo, everyone's talking about, like, the Xbox stuff and shit. I'm gonna follow this person. Who this? I don't know who that is, so I'm not gonna... Okay, trending. I was on my For You. News. A young doctor photographs the photo that the corona... I can't talk, bro. You know, I forgot about your nose like that. Like, you just wear a mask all day and that, like, leaves a mark, bro. Like, it has to hurt, right? Like, yeah, I'm first trying to skate, but it's quarantine, so, like, I gotta skate in my backyard, but there's nothing to skate. All I have is, like, some stairs right there, and, like, it's just, like, a little balcony. Not a like, a deck, you know? You get up on the stairs to get inside the house, you know? So, like, sometimes I'll ride off that, you know? Like, it's not even that good, bro. Like, let's check skate. Escape or top. What's on the top of skate? P. Wait. It whatever. What? I don't care, I'm just gonna reply hashtag skate4. Cause like no skate4. Dude, that's kinda gay. Some of these, let me see. These car trips and like videos, they actually kind of look like car trips. Like, I'm really just like, I really don't know what to talk about, so like, let me see. What is there? Hashtag drifting. You see me drifting. Is there sound? only in Australia. Yo, that's this car right here. I was at a Tacuache, a Tacuache meet, and it was like hella cars, you know? Like, there was hella nice trucks, like, good, you know? I'm first trying to get like a drift car, you know, go drifting someday, you know, when I get my license, you know. Let me listen. Grab that in. Yo, I grew up down to build my own car like full on, but that's not like a lot of money. It takes too long.
Maybe won't you need me by the beat?
I don't know if this song's copyrighted. Bro. Oh, I'm tired, bro. What the hell? What the fuck did I just watch? Okay. Let's go to this. This can have to be a ever and ever. How long have you been with? Okay, let's answer some more questions now that I've only made three podcasts. What am I talking about? So yeah, let's do a quick Q&A, like a small one. Do I have siblings? Yes. I think I said that in the first one. I'm literally just making questions in my head, you know? Like, I don't got my phone next to me, so then I kind of do, like, extra stuff, you know? But, yeah, let me see what I can do. YouTube drama. Let's check drama. Drama alert. Let's go right into... No, wait, is that... No. Yep.
The ERA is not about equality. It's about right. Power.
So I'm gonna put the volume down so that y'all can do this. I want the most recent one. This song. Okay.
What is up?
I got Rice Gum and Abby Rail contract.
Right
into the news.
We have
contract. We got the contract. I told you on last drum alert that we would get this contract between Rice Gum and his ex-girlfriend, Abby, and we have the contract, and we are going to have a lawyer right here in this video on drum alert reviewing this contract to see how much money Abby owes to Rice Gum. But before we get into that, first, we need to talk about a little feud that
money,
I've been in.
Money stuff with,
couple days
with Rice Gum and Abby Rayo.
With ex-Playboy model Amanda Cerny. We've been battling it out. Let me explain to you exactly what happened. Miss Amanda is a brand new Twitch streamer. She joined Twitch like a week ago or something, and she was caught on video begging for subscribers. Now, for those of you that don't know, subscribers
Amanda
on Cerny Twitch
begging
are
for
much
subscribers.
Different than YouTube.
Okay.
When you sub to
somebody, I'm getting this info from Drama
month,
Alert.
So
like, go
yeah,
check them out.
Yeah, kind of cringe.
Because like, I'm not trying to take all his.
Stay focused. We're getting distracted with numbers here. 500 subs. We got to get to 500 subs. It's the only way I'm committing to a stream schedule. We're at 187. Like,
she only got to 187 subs. Bruh. She's asking for one.
I know there's a lot of people were upset about that because it's like, stop begging for money.
She's
stop
begging for
begging
subs.
For money. So I responded because, you know, this
begging
has been happening
money
a lot. We've seen these streamers being like begging for subs on Twitch. And it got to the point with multiple other people that it just set me off. I tweeted out, these clowns are destroying the gaming streaming community. Take that e-bag shit somewhere else. Amanda Cerny, get a real job, peasant. And
tell the man,
like
he told the man at Cerny, get a real job, peasant.
By saying the destroying peasant, someone is fishing for attention and subs with these dramatic claims. It's not me. This is part of creating sub goals, encouraged by the platform and practiced by most new streamers, especially when followers are demanding a timed schedule committed from other successful platforms. Blah, 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 blah. You're just begging people to pay you $5 a month, Amanda, okay? Look, there's so many good streamers out there grinding and working and doing it because they love it. And, you know, eventually they
Wait, I need to see this. Is Drama Alert copyrighted? No, I want to see if you copyrighted me. Not that. Yo, who's reporting? People are reporting Minecraft soundtracks. How did you gotta be to do that? Like, that's dumb. Yo, I'm for gonna get some Jufu.
You come on the platform, you get partnered right away because you're famous, apparently. I mean, I don't know. Ever since Vine. Woo! But anyhow, you get partnered right away and you're over here with sub goals and like, or you're not going to stream. Shut up. I responded by saying this. You basically told your fans that you're only going to continue streaming if you pay me money. I can't believe you even responded to me. Do you know how dumb you look at?
Hi, my name is Dr. Anthony Balduzzi. I'm the founder here at the Fit Father Project.
I don't want to watch this stupid ad
in this video. And well, she didn't respond to that. However, she obviously was triggered that I called her a peasant because, I mean, you really sounded like a peasant sitting there saying, oh, guys, give me your $5 a month. Because then she, like, put out this tweet, said, $30,000 giveaway announcement soon on my Instagram. Team Cerny. How insecure are you? I responded by saying, how can you give away 30K when you're crying about fans not paying you $5 a month on Twitch? And, well, she didn't respond. But then,
so she's trying to do a $30,000 giveaway, but she's crying about people not giving her $5 a month. Like, what? Like, that's kind of dumb.
Something else happened. This fan started saying, what's up with people? Why do you start streaming if you really hate it that much and you're just doing it for money? She responds out of context with sarcasm in a 3-hour stream. No, timeout. It wasn't sarcasm, it was Amanda. And here's why I know why. You deleted the VOD. We can't go to find out if it was out of context or not because you deleted the whole entire VOD because there were probably more clips of you begging for more $5 a month subs on Twitch. So stop the BS. So again, that happened a couple days ago, but then last night, everything started up again because again, Amanda Cerny is, she does my class and posted
okay, let's skip forward a little bit. This Amanda Cerny stuff is
important. People make big tables to many words. And this doesn't seem fair. Can you and I just have a boxing match?
Okay, that was good.
She says, wait, I've only played that once in my life before.
Wait, let me put the volume up.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare, snipers only. And well, Amanda responded. She says, wait, I've only played that once in my life before. This doesn't seem fair. Can you and I just have a boxing match?
Is she crazy? She wants to have a boxing match.
I respond by saying that so I get to actually punch you in the face. Laughing out loud. I mean, I don't think I win, even if I win. And then I followed up with, yo, Chris Brown, can you train me? She didn't respond to that. But she did say this. In reference to me asking if I get to punch her in the face, she said this. You really seem like you wanted to already because of my subs and your verbal attacks are already pretty close to that level anyway. So why not? Let's go. If you're worried, I'll give you a free first hit. But I responded, because if you go back to her tweet, she had an emoji that was kissing. What's up with the kiss emoji at the end? I'm not giving you $5 a month on twitch.tv, Amanda. So then I was just like, you know what? She kept going on, acting like she was winning, even though no one's agreeing with her. I tweeted out, this is on her 7th White Claw thinking she's winning. He responded, is this yet another direct stab at females? Yikes, you're on a roll. I responded saying, I don't know, let's ask OJ Simpson. But remember how Amanda Cerny said she only played COD once? Today, this bee had the audacity to tweet out this picture saying COD versus GTA Florida style. Get out of here, you fake gamer girl. Like, I hate you, Amanda Cerny. I hate you. In fact, I'm going to call Lele Pons, and I'm going to have her delete all of your social media again because you deserve it. What is wrong with this girl? Speaking about girls, guys, it's time. Let's talk about this Rice Gum and Abby contract. We got a copy of the contract. For those that don't know, maybe you didn't see the Drumbler before. Basically, Rice Gum and his girlfriend, they were dating. Rice Gum put her under a contract in case she blew up because of the relationship, so he would get a percentage of her money. Abby said the contract wasn't real. It got ripped up. But we actually got a copy of this contract, and we're going to have a lawyer explain what it is. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I told you I would get this contract between Rice Gum and Abby. And
y'all hear that? I don't know if y'all could hear that, but yeah.
Jim Maloney on the line. Jim, have you had a chance to look at this contract? And well, I know you have, but what are your thoughts on it? Is this a real contract? Is it enforceable?
Yeah, it's a real contract. When I first got it, I got to say I was a little surprised. I was kind of thinking, oh boy, is this a Office Max contract? But as I went through it, everything we need is in there and it's enforceable.
So Rice Gum and Abby, they've broken up, right? How much money would Rice Gum get? Like what exactly are the percentages? So when I was reading through it, it's a little confusing because there's multiple different percentages. Could you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, it kind of depends on what type of money's coming in, how they classify it. But basically, the RiceGum, the company, gets 10% of the gross compensation that comes in, which really is anything that comes in.
He put his girlfriend in your car, or his ex now, under contract to get some money.
And it's a little different when you get down to the YouTube revenue and deals.
Hey, this isn't my content, so like,
and they get a little bit more. Like, they get 20%.
Just go check out Keemstrike if you want to watch like the whole video.
It's a nice deal.
So, yeah.
There you have it. So, and this is enforceable, right? If RiceGum wanted to collect this, I mean, he's got the...
I don't know when this happened, but, like, it stopped recording because, like, it had finished. I don't know how long ago did it finish, but, yeah, I'm gonna just cut some out if it's not them. So, Amanda Cerny wants a box. I think y'all heard that part. But then there's a bunch of lawsuit stuff going on with RiceGum and... his ex, Abby Rayo, and yeah, and I was talking about also trying to buy G Fuel. So I'm going to see how much is G Fuel bubblegum. Bubblegum. $39.99. Bro, what the heck? Let's see. Oh, yeah, I got hiccups now. Pick. Oh, I can make a mix. Okay, let's see. Cotton candy, you know. Yes, I want to get like info on everything, you know. Then after the cotton. Oh, wait. Oh, it's like a little box. I want one of these. Bahama Mama. I want cotton candy. Is there just banana? Because banana would taste really good. Strawberry banana sounds really good. Watermelon. Fazeberry. Yeah, I'm for real gonna cop some Fazeberry. No, surprise me. Let's do surprise. 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 I'm not gonna get double fees. Okay, I'm just gonna put this back. So this one, and this one, and watermelon. I want to see $30 only. What if I just add like a bunch of these? Yo, I just want to see like home. Yeah, I'm gonna go to like the normal site. Let me see what's on there right now. There's the bubblegum one, which is what I was looking at. Stay home for 20% off. Code stay home. I won't go use the code stay home. I'm joking, I don't have a code. Yo, I would for real like get sponsored by G Fuel. Like that would be like for real, like super cool. I want to see the story. Our story. The year 2008, our guys were playing Call of Duty, eating pizza, and listening to T-Pain. You know, gaming, grinding, black, mix, and all that fun. Oh my god! It's like, yeah. Okay. So what? What? No. No, does that mean it's phone crap? I'm gonna register real quick. I'm literally registering right now while, like, doing a podcast. How come I wasn't registered? I had an account on here. No, I'm... No. Shit. Damn it. Okay, save it. Okay, so, yeah, birthday, I wanna set up my birthday. My birthday's in a couple days. Actually, it's in May, on May 29th, so yeah. I'm like really tired, I'm falling asleep. I went to sleep, I had such a good sleep, but I'm falling asleep. I went like to sleep at 12 though. But bro, it's quarantine, everyone been doing this. Okay, next, like us on Facebook. Yes, let me go like you. Just on Facebook. Yeah. Tweet us. Okay, I'm gonna tweet about you. Ploop. Retweet us. Yes, let me retweet you. Follow us on Instagram. Yes, I'm gonna follow you. Okay. So did I get my? No, I'll spin this wheel. And like I'm trying to get some G fuel, you know? No, damn it. What the hell? What did I press? I don't know. Oh no, I'm gonna go back. Okay, stay. Yes. How many points do I have? I want to redeem some points. How many points do I have? I got 67 points. Bronze. Okay, so, use points. For like broke right now, so I need some like lower priced one. Hey, yo, follow me on Instagram, so then you could get, like, you know, you could instantly get, like, right when I post, like, a podcast, you know? See ya. I'll post it either on my story and then, like, yeah. Yo, I forgot a button, some like, why isn't this loading? I could have bought G Fuel if I didn't waste my money on, like, some little CSGO knife. Keemstar's cotton candy. I want to get Keemstar's cotton candy. It sounds like super good. Strawberry shortcake also sounds like fire, you know? Okay. A 5-pack or a 3-pack. I don't know which one I want to get. I want to get one of these, though. Like one of the little. Blah, 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 blah. Keemstar's cotton candy. What are the reviews on this since they say they're. Yeah. It's not easy. I'm getting like 300. How many can you get? Is that a limit? No, I don't know. Okay, so I'm gonna put my mouse right here and, like, just, you know, just spam the click. Yeah, you heard that. I can get more than 100. Okay, I'm not gonna do that. We'll do 100. Yo, should I play, like, some random computer games right now on, like, podcast? I'd freaking go live, but, like, I don't know how to use, like, the OBS stuff because, like, it's kind of confusing. But, yeah, I would get, like, do the OBS stuff. Core shake and fuel up. Okay. Okay, so yeah. I think I might end it now. So yeah. Peace. Go follow the socials. You already know. Just crowds. And yeah. Yeah. Next podcast, maybe 1 week. You know, sometimes I forget to post, so yeah. Peace.